الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليك يا أبا الشهداء يا أبا عبد الله. As we all know, Imam Hussein عليه السلام, he left Medina and he was in Mecca until the Hajj season arrived. People are starting to come into Mecca to perform the Hajj pilgrimage. And one can say that this was deliberate on the part of Imam Hussein عليه السلام to be in Mecca during the Hajj season when everyone comes from all over, so that he can extend his message to as many people from all parts of the world as he can, of the Islamic world. But as we all know, the Imam has to leave before Hajj time actually arrives. And they say that Muhammad bin Hanafiyyah, his brother, that we spoke about in previous episodes, he had also come for the Hajj pilgrimage. And he meets up with his brother, Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, and tries his best to change the Imam's mind once again. He had met with him in Medina, tried to change his mind then, but here also in Mecca, he tries his best. When he hears that the Imam is going to Kufa, he tells the Imam that if you don't rely on the Kufans, you can't trust the Kufans, go to Yemen, go to somewhere else. And the Imam says, okay, I'll think about it. But the next day when the Imam is leaving for Iraq from Mecca, Muhammad bin Hanafiyyah runs and takes the reins of the Imam's horse or camel, whatever he was riding. And here Muhammad bin Hanafiyyah tells his brother, what happened? You said you're going to think about what I said. That's when the Imam, he turns to his brother and he says, Bala, walakin ba'da ma faraqtuk. Yes, I did think about what you said. I did take into consideration your suggestion of not going to Kufa, going to Yemen. But after we left and we parted, Atani Rasulullah وقال يا حسين اخرج فإن الله تعالى شاء أن يراك قتيلا. Muhammad bin Hanafiyyah was shocked that the Imam all of a sudden the next day is leaving without even, as if without taking into consideration his suggestion to him. But the Imam had. The problem was that Allah wants him Allah wants to see the Imam killed. So the Imam says, I saw Rasulullah in my dreams last night. He told me, أخرج, leave, depart Mecca. فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى شَاءَ أَنْ يَرَاكَ قَتِيلًا. Allah wants to see you martyred. Allah wants to see you killed in His way. And as I've said before, and I'll say it again, the Imam, when he says, Allah wants to see me killed, what he means isn't that Allah wishes for me to die. It's as if Allah wants to see this, as if Allah loves this. But if Islam is going to survive, then the only way is for Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam to make this movement, to begin this movement and leave Mecca. So here Muhammad bin Hanafiyyah, he's upset of course when he hears that the Imam says, I have to go, I have to be killed. But then he says, he shifts the argument to the women and the children, as others had done with the Imam as well. Like Ibn Abbas, the companion of the Prophet, had told Imam al-Hussein, here Muhammad bin Hanafiyyah also tells Imam Hussein, if you have to leave, then why are you taking these women and children with you? And that's where the Imam says, وَقَدْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ أَن يَرَاهُنَّ سَبَايَا. The Imam says that Allah not only wants to see me killed, because there is no other way for Islam to survive except for me being killed. Also, Allah wants to see them taken prisoner. My women and children, my sisters, my sister Zainab, all of them have to be taken prisoner because Allah wants to save Islam. If Allah wants to save Islam, one, my blood has to be shed. This is going to be a seed that is planted. But who's going to take care of this seed? As I've said before, the women and the children that are going to be taken prisoner. Because of my blood being shed, they will be taken to Sham. They will be taken to Damascus, into the heart of the enemy. A place where I could have never gone to do what I want to do, to spread Islam, to save Islam, to fight my enemy in Sham. I won't be able to do that. But since my blood is shed, they will be taken prisoner. They will be taken to the heart of the enemy. That's where they will start cultivating this seed of my blood, and I will grow, and we will take care of business from inside. But my blood has to be spilled. And this reminds us of the story of Prophet Musa alayhi salam in Surah Qasas verse 8, where it says in the story where Prophet Musa, his mother has to throw him into the river, and the same enemy of Allah and the same enemy of Prophet Musa takes him in and raises him, and he grows up within the palace and castle of the enemy of God, which is the Pharaoh. The verse goes, فَالْتَقَطَهُ آلُ فِرْعَوْنَ لِيَكُونَ لَهُمْ عَدُوًا وَحَزَنًا. The people of the Pharaoh picked him up, took Prophet Musa in. Why? So that he would become their enemy and a source of their sorrow. They themselves caused their fall. The Pharaoh and his people, they were the ones who caused their own destruction. They took in Musa. Musa grew from within. The same thing happens on Ashura. The blood is spilled. The women and children go to Sham. That's where Lady Zainab cultivates the seed of the blood of Imam al-Hussein. And that is why you and me are able to sit here today and remember Imam al-Hussein and to be his Shia. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.